From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council will next week vote on a resolution calling for the city and Columbia County to study the possible acquisition and use of the former John L. Edwards Primary School on State Street for city and county offices. The building closed its doors to students after the end of the 2017-18 school year. The resolution was introduced by 3rd Ward Alderman Shershaw Mazan at the Council's August 13 meeting. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, "As all of you know, the John L. Edwards School is up for sale, and this is a request that the county and the city work together if we want to be partners in the development, and if so, how do we do it?" End quote. No money is set aside to fund the study at this time. DiPietro said the goal of the resolution is to express an interest in entering an agreement with the county. The proposed study would assess any cost to remediate or renovate the building, he said. The local assessed value of the John L. Edwards Primary School is $5.3 million, according to county property records, and it measures more than 74,000 square feet. Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ron Knott, who heads the Board of Supervisors Space Utilization Committee, said discussions with the city began over a year ago. Knott said, and I quote, "We would like to give the school an answer one way or another, but we have to consider what the cost of this project is versus maintaining and upgrading the buildings we have," end quote. The Common Council formal meeting will be held 7 p.m. Tuesday, August 21st at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. Editor's note, DiPietro is an active WGXE volunteer programmer. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Price Chopper supermarket located on Fairview Avenue in Greenport will close in the early fall. No reason for the closure was given. The company will continue to operate its stores in Chatham and in Catskill. According to Williams, some employees have been promised help finding new employment. At the same time, ShopRite will relocate from its current location at 71 Healy Boulevard in Greenport into the space currently occupied by Price Chopper and the former thrift store next door at 351 Fairview Avenue. The new ShopRite will have a pharmacy and an auto repair center. The move is expected to occur before the end of 2018. Price Chopper is owned and run by the Golub Corporation, which maintains supermarkets under the Price Chopper, Market 32, and Market Bistro banners in New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, Philadelphia, and New Hampshire. The local ShopRite is one of 34 stores owned and operated by ShopRite Supermarkets, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of New Jersey-based Wakefern Food Corp. Read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A local law to alter Hudson's zoning regulations would lay the groundwork to allow Stewart's Shop on Fairview Avenue to expand, pending a review by the Planning Board. Stewart's has proposed expanding the store by more than 1,300 square feet, improving pedestrian walkways, and modernizing the structure's outward appearance. But because the Stewart's lot is a commercial property located in a residential district, the store cannot alter its current site plan. The proposed zoning changes began under the previous Common Council. Under the latest version, non-conforming properties would be allowed to renovate, replace, or expand under certain conditions within the residential district. However, the proposed changes hit a snag at the Planning Board's August 9th meeting. Planning Board Chairman Walter Chapman said, and I quote, "There is a lot of confusion about what is being proposed. We just want to understand what is being proposed if we are asked to give a serious opinion on it," end quote. An alderman representing the full council and the city attorney are scheduled to attend the next Planning Board meeting on September 13th to explain the purpose of the new law, Chapman said. He said, and I quote, "We're open to it. We just don't understand it. The Common Council thinks it's a good idea. So obviously that adds a great weight to it," end quote. After clearing the Planning Board, the council expects to vote on the measure at its September 18th meeting. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation said public access infrastructure improvements are underway at the North South Lake Campground in Hunter. The improvements are designed to improve public access to the North Lake Beach and day use area and were outlined in the recently adopted North South Lake Unit Management Plan Amendment. The work is expected to be completed by early fall 2019. The improvements to make it easier for people with disabilities to access the site include construction of an accessible stone and concrete path with two accessible benches, the construction of an accessible wooden fishing platform, and more. The total cost of the upgrade is $200,000. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.